It's time for the Big J and BB Show, hosted by Ryan Green Machine Ebner. Catch these shows live on Twitch Thursday nights at 9 o'clock Central Time on twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull.
Welcome into the show, everybody. I am Ryan Green Machine Ebner, a.k.a. BB, a.k.a. member of Swole Team 6, a.k.a. as of the beginning of spoopy season, I am still followed on Twitter by John Cena himself and liked by Olivia Munn and the two-time Garage Champ. And this is the Big J and BB Show, bringing you our weekly gaming news show. As always, you can listen to this show, our Weebisodes, and our sports shows by going to any of your podcast platform of choice, such as Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, and many more, and search Big J and BB Show. You can find us Thursdays around 9 p.m. Central Time. We jump up in the chat on twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull. And we record our live gaming episode right there, right here on Twitch. You can also make sure, obviously, you sub him, follow him, maybe give him your Twitch Prime monthly sub. So while he's playing other games, maybe he's going to play Warzone. That's what I believe that's what he said. So that'd be pretty dope, too. While you're there, make sure you go to twitch.tv/slap_nugget, 2 P's and 2 G's. Give him a follow as well. If you're looking for more sporting news, go to @JoshBarlog on Twitter and make sure you check out his live streams Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Central Time. I join him for Natty Nights. We talk about different national sport news and local Chicago sports news. You can find Natty Nights on your podcast platform of choice as well, where you found the Big J and BB Show. If you're looking to get some merch, maybe, you know, it's hoodie season. Maybe you're trying to get an Undead Red Bull hoodie. Maybe you're trying to get a Big J and BB Show zip up. All right, go to undeadredbull.tv and click on the merch tab. Get your merch needs right then and there. As well as go, if you're looking to upgrade your gaming chair experience, go to triumphchairs.com and use the code Big J and BB Show, all one word, for 10% off your order. Joining me tonight for the weekly gaming show, we've got Guadalupe Himoyolon Escobar. How's it going, Junior?
Hey, what's going on, buddy? How you been?
Oh, not too bad. How about yourself?
Yeah, doing all right. No, like, you ever feel like life's just meaningless sometimes?
Yeah, that's not the type of show for that, though.
Okay, never mind.
love you, Junior. You take that to Weebisodes, right?
All right.
Joined by Big Papa fucking Sunshine himself, Metal Mike. Mike, how's it going, dude?
I'm here.
You had a birthday week. How are you? Or do you feel festive?
I feel older. I feel older. I've been told I still look kind of young though, but I feel like shit.
Oh, like back pains and knee pains and.
More like my ankles sound like popcorn when I'm going down the stairs.
Yeah.
That's it. It's just like clack 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 clack.
You might have passed Junior. Weird.
Well, I mean, they've been like that forever since you know.
So it's not new.
Skateboarding.
No, it's just I feel old
now. Feel it more.
Ah, I gotcha. Make sure you're taking your Benefiber and your multivitamin.
Vitamin C.
Every day.
Every day. Every day. And rounding out the group today, we've got twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull himself, David. How are you doing, my friend?
Pretty good.
Oh yeah, let's fucking get into the news. This is where if I had like a cool little thing, I'd be like, you know, like making news noises and shit. But I don't have that. Sorry.
Here, let me crack my ankles to it. I'll make a song for you.
And here's the news. So let's start things off. So Smash Bros. Nintendo, they unveiled the next DLC character today, and I'll give them, I'll say this one, that was a great trailer. It's fantastic. Yeah. It's like Mario, he's in the dark and it's really weird, and then it just shows Steve from Minecraft, and I just, all right, that's dope. So
I like, just to elaborate a little bit on it, like, if you guys haven't seen it, you go watch it, but I just love the part where Mike, like I said, you know, Minecraft, he breaks through the wall, Steve breaks through the wall, sees Mario in the dark, and then he sees the creeper coming up behind Mario. He doesn't do anything to help Mario. He just immediately closes it up and leaves. Right. Like, god damn.
He does, yeah. So then it shows, I think it was like, wasn't it Enderman? And he was like staring through the box at Snake. Like, super, super funny. They're adding the Minecraft world as well as one of the levels. That looks super dope. The skins will be Alex, Zombie, and Enderman, as well as Steve. Yeah, I heard Twitter, like, after the news and people just, like, blowing up over that it did reportedly shut down for a bit.
Yeah, like, it shut down because, like, obviously, you know, news and then the internet, they just took it and ran with it. So many memes, so many reposts and everything that I guess Twitter couldn't handle it. Or that's what Twitter's saying. Twitter's saying that it wasn't because of that. I don't know if they're trying to play it off, like, as to, like, not try to, like, make so much more commotion over it, like, trying to downplay it. Or if they actually did have, like, some sort of bug with it that caused it to shut down. But supposedly is that this news with Minecraft Steve blew up Twitter so much that the servers had to shut down.
That's right, because Minecraft is the shit. You're going to see more gameplay and more news. It'll be October 3rd, which will be Saturday. We'll go live 7:30 a.m. Pacific time, so that'll be 9:30 a.m. our time. If you want to see the playthrough with Steve from Minecraft. So that would be super cool as well. Mike, as a former Smash pro, how do you feel about Steve from Minecraft joining the roster?
Ooh, I like that picture of Duke. I saw it on the stream. I liked it. I thought it looked pretty cool. I don't know what everybody's so upset about. I mean, you know, new
Why
fighter. Be happy.
Waluigi?
Oh, stop. I mean, I would love Waluigi too, but you know, this is Steve's pretty cool.
That's what I said. I think my dad is pretty cool.
Yeah, I hope.
Oh, your dad is awesome, dude. I miss concerts, man, going with him, like him just randomly joining random monsters.
Oh, true. Throwing blocks like Steve on Minecraft.
Like knocking people over and shit, like, god damn.
Right. I personally, like you said, I don't know the commotion with it. I personally think it's cool. Like,
yeah, it looks pretty cool.
People are all upset because they're like, that's not fair. Like, Minecraft is a kid's game. And I'm like, oh, look at Duke. He's so cute. My big thing is with it is that, like, Minecraft is a giant game. I mean, it is the largest game out there. And it has stayed relevant for so many years. Why not have a character from there represented in that game? I mean, that's super cool. Because, like, what they've done this entire time with this roster has added characters from different brands that aren't necessarily just Nintendo brands. I mean, besides Fire Emblem characters. Which, again, positive here, it's not a new Fire Emblem character. So,
yeah, for real.
Yeah, finally. Like, how much of the game have already? Like, 7?
True. Mike, what were you going to say?
I like how he uses the TNT as a special move.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, have you seen his
I hope he uses Creeper, dude.
Oh,
no!
You didn't see that?
Is it with all the, like, creepers?
No, he'll take you, like, I don't know how much Minecraft you guys have played. Like, I've played quite a bit with the new updates and everything, but with redstones, you have a piston. And if you're able to, like, you know, make it move or whatever, like, it moves things forward.
Oh, that's what that was.
He literally just takes out a giant piston and smacks you with it. And as soon as it hits, the piston launches and just throws you off the map. It's like, holy. And, like, right before, like, right when he hits you, you know, like, how the characters have, like, that animation of, like, boosting up or whatever. His eyes glow orange right as he hits you. It's like, holy shit, dude. This dude just went Super Saiyan and hit you with the fucking piston.
I wonder what his double jump's gonna be. Or just, like, float up in the air.
I feel like he can build the blocks.
It's gonna be with the Elytra and Rockets.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah.
This will be dope.
yeah, I'm excited for the Smash.
Oh, see, there you go. David, I know you're not, like, a huge Smash Bros. Guy. But how do you feel about Steve from Minecraft joining the roster?
Sure. I mean, you already have, what, the villager? So, I mean, I think Steve from Minecraft is better than the villager. But, you know, that's just my opinion. I see why people could be upset, because they probably would rather have a different pick or something, but I don't see that it's a horrible pick. It's just that they would probably prefer someone else, that's all.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I get the vibe of wanting someone else, but I still think the Steve from Minecraft is dope.
Okay, if it isn't Steve, who would you like to see there and take his place? If it was you running the Nintendo show.
Well, here's the thing. I'm in that community of, like, obviously I want Waluigi. The disrespect must end. Like, he needs to be added to that game. But if I'm Nintendo, I do that at the very end. Like, if you really wanted to fuck people like that and fuck with them, you would do your final reveal, like, once we hit that point where it's the final character being added to Smash, and then afterwards, like, wait, there's one more challenger appears, and it's Waluigi. That would be sick. If it's not Steve, Rayman would be really cool.
Rayman would be nice.
Crash. I think Crash would be dope to get some type of more Sony representation in there besides Snake. Shadow. Earthworm Jim. Yeah, I would go with Rayman as my choice if it wasn't Steve. That's who I would pick. Or, like, you know, yeah.
Okay, that's solid.
I mean, who would you think of, Mike?
Me?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'd probably want more Pokemon in there. So, like, a Hitmonlee or a Hitmonchan.
Ooh.
That'd be fucking dope.
That would be super lit. Just like, bow, 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 bow.
Yeah, dude. Oh,
I love it. I love it. Junior, would you like to add a certain character to Smash?
Like, I was thinking, like, somebody from King of Fighters, but we already got, like, Terry and May. No, I think May's in there. But I know Terry's in there. Who else? I think Sakura's in there.
Sakura.
I don't know. Is she not in there?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. I honestly only know Terry.
Trying to think.
There are a lot of options, but only like so many realistic options.
You know who?
Yeah.
Can I change my answer?
Yes.
What's that frog's name from Star Fox 64? Is it Pippi? Pippet?
No, Slappy Toad.
Slappy.
Is that his fucking name?
Yeah.
Him. I'd like to beat the fuck out of him.
Like, you don't want him in there to play. You want him
That's why I would want him there.
Do a barrel roll.
Do a barrel
Shut
roll.
The fuck up.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of options in there. You know, a Tekken character would be dope.
Ooh, yeah.
A Mortal Kombat character would be dope.
Eh, Mortal Kombat would be a little too edgy for what that game is based on.
Can you imagine doing a fatality to Mario?
Oh, God. just grabbing his head and ripping his head off with his spine.
Like, mamma mia! And then the little whoopsie guy in the corner.
Finish him. David, is there a character you would like to add to Smash?
Oh, I think we kind of said them. I mean, you could do like a Paper Mario.
Ooh, cool.
That'd be kind of nice. You already said like Crash and Rayman. I think those would be the main ones right there that come off the top of my head.
Bet. There's one that no one said that I'll just say just because he deserves to be said. Master Chief. And that's where we leave it. That's where we leave it at. Master Chief joining the Smash. That'd be dope.
I mean, if we're going to go like just random characters, why not Goku or
we're going random
Dead or Alive or
you know. I think they made a decision though. I think Sakurai did talk about why you wouldn't see like an Iron Man or Goku also. The one that
me and All Might then,
you know, like something like that. A lot of those that they wouldn't do is because
I know who
they
know
aren't
who.
Based on video game series. Those are based on those are characters that have video games, but they weren't based on those on a video game series originally.
Mm-hmm. Put CJ in there from Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, shit. Also, Sora.
Carlos?
Carlos?
You there?
No, he would want a COD character.
No, I don't know. He might want both.
He may want both.
There you go.
Why not both? But Sora from Kingdom Hearts definitely needs to be in here during this this thing that this pass they're on. I do hope we get Sora at some point. That's the one. So Dragon Quest, if y'all didn't know, that is a video game that I don't partake in very much, but I have seen it. Dragon Quest is getting an anime. The anime production company Toei, is that how I pronounce it?
Toei.
I never knew how to pronounce that. Toei Animation has announced the new adaptation of Dragon Quest: The Adventure of Dai is set to air on Saturday, October 3rd, across a variety of streaming platforms, simulcasting on Hulu, Crunchyroll, and Anime Digital Network. So if you're a fan of anime, you're a fan of Dragon Quest, make sure you check that out on Saturday, the Dragon Quest anime. Now, a game that came out for Game Pass that I know has been played on this stream is Grounded, and it has a new update. It's going to let you create new zip lines to get around the map easier, require some of the new tools and workbenches to be crafted before making the zip lines, and of course, there's going to be Halloween-themed locations and food, a part of the spoopy update. David, I'll start with you because you play Grounded. What is your thoughts on the new stuff that they're adding to the game?
Sounds neat. I mean, I definitely will probably take part of that on the stream. Probably with this group we have right here, most likely would be part of that team. So yeah, we have a lot of things to play. So we'll definitely add it into the rotation. And definitely check it out and maybe even give an update maybe next week's podcast. So maybe we'll try it out this weekend, especially since Mike has a 3-day or 2-day weekend or once. So maybe we could try it out on Saturday or something and check it out. I'll probably check it out here on Twitch as well.
Twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull. He put you on the spot, Mike, so hopefully you're also excited for the Grounded update.
Yeah, he hasn't been a big fan of it.
Here might have been March. I just think it's neat. No. I'm excited for that. It's a Halloween themed update. I'm always up for some spoopy stuff. Don't matter what game it is, I'm always up for it. So
we haven't done anything to do with the zip line, so that's still going to be new for us. So. I mean, we really haven't taken too much.
That third thing, the Halloween theme.
We were waiting for more to be released before, instead of just one update, we're waiting for multiple updates. We want more content before we start.
As far as the content goes, like, I kind of want more like story-based content to be added. Like, because like, if you haven't played the game, there's like these little labs scattered throughout, you know, the backyard, which
is and we found a lab. We
just can't access them. So I would like storylines. Or at least, you know, like, give me a cinematic or something that tells me why that's there and how to get into it. Like, explore it. Don't just leave it there and then that's it. Like, we have to leave it to our imagination.
Isn't it early access still?
Still, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm hoping for.
It'll come. Just IMO, I'm waiting for that Halloween stuff.
Well, that's going to be... Yeah, things out already.
Aw, yeah, boy.
Spoopy.
Spoopy time.
Spoopy. Moving along here to Epic and Apple, of course. Why not? They met and they talked to a judge and said that they do not want to have a jury for their trial. They'd rather be trialed by the court with a, what's that called? A bench case, basically. I believe that's what it's called. Bench trial. It's where they won't be. Basically, they wouldn't have to have a jury there and public opinion. Public wouldn't make a decision on that, but that would just be in the eyes of the judge. They would make that decision. Now, there's two lawsuits here, two of them. One is Epic's over Apple's, right, over monopolistic practices on the App Store, and Apple's breach of contract is the countersuit against Epic. Both companies did agree that they don't want to have a jury. Basically... That's because they just want to settle this shit and they don't want to have to deal with a public trial. That's all this is. And like, we probably won't hear about this until like July.
Like, my theory is like they pretty much don't want to bend the knee to the other and they just want to, you know, sweep this under the rug. And it's like, you know what? Like, just pay us this money or we'll pay you this money or whatever. And like, they're trying to cut like a backroom deal to just like, you know what? Let's just sweep this under the rug and be done with it.
True.
Like,
I agree with you 100%. I think that they just want to get this over with, and they'll settle. They'll settle on something.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Eventually, you iPhone users will be able to play Fortnite again on your phone. I promise. I'm sure you will. Let's see here. Blizzard, though, which is so weird. So when I sent you guys this, Mike was the first person to chime in and like called it, and I was like, you know what? I'll be honest with you.
Yep.
The times are just all blending together that I don't remember when you called it, but I'll take your word for it. Blizzard delayed Shadowlands till later in the year. We are getting the pre-patch updates will begin to roll out October 13th.
Mm-hmm.
This is the statement from Blizzard on this, right? It's actually from John Haidt. He's the executive producer of World of Warcraft. I wanted to let you know that we're delaying the release of Shadowlands to later this year. While we're still in the process of determining the right new date to launch, we felt it was important to let you know about this change in plans as soon as we could. This was an incredibly difficult decision for the team, and as we're eager to get the expansion into your hands as you are to play it, but ultimately, we feel it's the right decision for the game and for our players. Over the past several months of testing, we've made significant progress iterating on and polishing the core features and gameplay of Shadowlands. We're at a point where the zones, the campaign, and the level up questing experience and the story we have to tell are essentially ready to share. We're excited by the Covenants at the heart of the expansion. and it's been a thrill to see Togas take shape into a fun new kind of WoW experience thanks in no small part to your input. However, as everything started coming together and we've been listening to and building upon your feedback, it's become clear we need a little more time for an additional polish and to balance and iterate on some interlocking pieces, particularly those related to the endgame. Shadowlands is one of the most intricate expansions we've yet created, and while we've made great progress, the challenge of tuning the endgame was compounded by the team having to work from home. Blizzard has a commitment to quality. We believe Shadowlands will be something special, and we've heard from many of you who feel the same. We need this extra time to ensure that Shadowlands lives up to its full potential. In the meantime, we're excited to announce that beginning October 13th, we'll be releasing Shadowlands Pre-Patch, which lays a lot of the groundwork for the expansion and includes our revamped character leveling, new player experience on Exile's Reach, and a host of new character customization options. And once we get closer to Shadowlands release, you'll be called upon to defend Azeroth against the resurgence of the Scourge during our pre-launch event. Thank you for your support and passion, and for your continued help and feedback as we head towards the finish line. We'll see you in Shadowlands soon. Junior, I'm going to begin with you as the resident super WoW nerd here. Your thoughts on them delaying it?
I'm sad. Not sad, but I guess upset and happy all at the same time. I'm upset it's being delayed because it's I've been watching the cinematics leading up to it. I've been, reading up on the news and stuff. And I've been watching people play the beta versions and stuff. And it looks so nice. And, the storylines look so refined and finished. But at the same time, I'm happy that they're going to take their time to, what they said, polish it and get rid of whatever bugs that they found at the end. Because I'm sure people in the beta were finding, the beta testers were fighting all kinds of exploits, and obviously, before it releases, Blizzard's going to try to, fix all that and patch it all up so that it's a fair and balanced game for everybody. But there's always going to be that one or two bug that, slips through that somebody else is going to find and exploit, So it like I said, I'm on both sides. I'm upset that it's being delayed, but I'm happy that they're trying to, actually put out a finished product,
Mike, now you are the one that quote-unquote called it, so your thoughts on Blizzard deciding to take the time here, polish it up, and delay it?
I'm happy about it. I still got plenty to do in the game. I can see where the people, the vets are coming from, the people that actually have nothing else to do because they're so caught up. But for me, in my part, I still have plenty to do. I'm fine by it. The only thing I'm upset is that once pre-patch hits on October 13th, that's it. I can't get a long boy anymore. But I mean, if they're doing what they say they're doing, they're taking people's feedback. Because I've seen the gameplay of it. I've seen the new customization options and all that, and it looks like it's good to go. But if they're actually taking the time to listen to players and get their feedback and make it better, by all means, take your time.
Yeah, from what I've been reading up on it, I think they mentioned in the statement Ryan just read is the stuff that they're polishing up are end game things. There's probably some sort of buff or something or whatever that has to do with the last boss that, probably causes millions of damage. And they're whoa, this is supposed to be a balanced raid. We can't have that because what's the point? What's the fun in doing a raid if you're just going to walk in there and one-shot a boss? You know what I'm saying? It takes the fun away from it. It takes all that time and hours that you spend grinding for the gear. I know that's what, everybody, wants to do is, you spend all that time and money or whatever to get that gear to be able to do, big dick damage. But if you're just going to walk in there and one-shot them, it takes away from the whole entire experience. It's what the hell? I wanted a challenge,
When we run through and when we're mount hunting and we just one-shot shit.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, we're in there for a purpose. We're in there to try to get a mount. That's up to a random chance. If we were doing a current raid or whatever and doing that, it's I really don't want to do this raid anymore because there's no challenge to it. It's not fun. You're just walking in there, one-shotting everything and then just walk back out, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And David, I know you're not like, it's not like you're playing WoW all the time like the rest of us, but with them deciding to take the time here, and we're going to get into CD Projekt Red doing the same thing, kind of, they at least they were, but Blizzard coming out and being like, hey, you know what, yeah, this isn't ready, we're going to come out later in the year. What's your, are you good with that then, that the company taking time?
That seems to be the theme of not just here, but like almost every game company right now during what's going on. So obviously there's a reason behind it, so it's always better to delay than release stuff that potentially hurt the game or make fans not like it. So usually a good reason, so I will support it.
100%. Yeah, I think the working from home thing is really
it's definitely hard. I work from home and that's just rough. Right. Not gonna lie.
100%. Yeah. I don't get to feel everybody's pain on that, but I could tell you, I'm sure there are plenty of challenges with that, especially for these people trying to design a video game, and like, especially when it's so many situations where the game was supposed to release this year and then it's like, oh god, like now we're trying to crunch it out, which leads us into the next story of CD Projekt Red, right? Cyberpunk 2077, it rolls out in about a month or so, and I saw the first official commercial for it during the NBA Finals. It had Keanu Reeves in it. It was pretty dope. And then Bloomberg posted today an article about how now they have released to the company employees that they're going to be on a quote-unquote crunch schedule to make sure that it's all polished. Certain bugs and glitches are going to be taken care of before launch. They'll be doing six-day work weeks. I know people in the video game industry hate crunch. They hate a crunch culture. I work 6 days a week, so like, it is what it is. But I do,
done it before.
Like I get it. It sucks, and I'm sure it's very stressful right now over there as they're trying to get all that done. And I'm positive they don't want to delay it again. That's the biggest thing. I mean, it's been delayed so many times already. It's like fuck. But with the crunch thing, like, I guess my question is, since it is so frowned upon, right, what is your thoughts on crunch, or, you know, forcing, or not forcing, obviously they're getting paid overtime and shit anyway, but them working, having to work extra hours to get this game out, do you think that's the right move on CD Projekt Red's part, even though they said before they're so against it, or should they delay it again? Where are you at on it? I'll start with you, Junior.
It depends on how close, like, they are to actually finishing it. Like, if it's the last, like, fucking, you know, final hour type deal or whatever, and they are fixing the last couple bugs, you know, shit like that. Like, yeah, okay, you know, crunch it out, you know, try to get it done and out and on time. But if it's still, like, a, you know, big patch or two, you know, that they're going to be trying to crunch, I'm just scared it's going to come out, you know, sloppy. You know, rush jobs are always sloppy. And that's what I'm worried about. So hopefully it's just, you know, the final bug or two that they're trying to, you know, crunch out and fix. And then, you know, have the game out on time or early, you know, if they want to surprise everybody. But if they're going to be doing something more big or whatever, where like they're overhauling scripts or, you know, overhauling dialogue and shit like that, and CD wants them to crunch it out and, you know, like hurry the fuck up, obviously, you know, it's going to be a shit job and people are going to be unhappy about it.
100%. David, your thoughts on them having to crunch to try and get this done?
I've been there, so I've worked 7 days a week, 6 days a week for crunches for, you know, my job, to make deadlines. So, I could see it. Obviously there's a reason behind it again, same as almost as the Blizzard. I feel like this game is already finished though. I think they'd rather not be an EA and release a game and then just do patches after a fuck up, or like an Ubisoft, which is usually Ubisoft games fucking low at launch every time. No matter what game it is, it's gonna suck at launch.
Play it at launch.
It's gonna suck at launch, and they're gonna do, oh, we got a patch for you, and then they're just releasing patches every week. I think they're trying to avoid that approach. They don't want that bad rep at all. So, hey, I hope they get a nice holiday bonus because they're working their asses off. You know,
they better
shout out to them. But you know what? If it gets delayed, I'm not gonna be mad. I mean, that's just, that's the theme of 2020. So
yeah,
I can't get upset. I mean, I'm just going to play a different game then, you know, there's not much else to play if everything keeps getting delayed, but you know, I just hope Age of Empires 2 or 3, sorry, three. Doesn't get delayed in 2 weeks, or I think it comes out in 2 weeks now. Yep. And Max, you better get ready. You better get ready, buddy. You ain't going to have anything else to play, so you might as well.
I'm looking forward to it.
Jeez, everything else is being delayed. Hey, you know what? Like what Mike told me, you may be better at this when it's a new one. I did laugh. I did laugh, but there is a chance.
As long as I have a chance at making a Navy, that's the only thing I'm decent at.
I mean, just look at it like it's a total, you know, game. You just learn it from... Learn the basics.
You know why the Navy is so easy for him? It's just fucking wood, because it's boats. It's easy for him to make.
One fucking resource I gotta manage, that's it.
I've already told you how to win, you just don't take that approach. It's just food.
Damn, Junior.
And wood. All it is.
I'm food and wood. Trying, okay.
Food and wood. It's okay, though. Trying. You're gonna get there.
We're talking about Cyberpunk.
I know. Talk about it.
I don't want to talk to him anymore.
Mike, your thoughts on Cyberpunk? Like, this whole situation now of them being in crunch mode and trying to fix this shit up before the launch.
Me, IMO, I don't like it. I don't like crunch, the whole crunch schedule. Not only for the workers, but just that there's so much hype for this game, and I think they should slow down, take their time, fix everything that needs to be fixed, even if they got to delay it. You know, it's like Undead said, it's 2020. That's the theme of the fucking year. But there's so much hype behind it. If they hurry it up, you know, you either do it right or do it fast. So if they fuck up something, or if they don't reach what people have hyped up this game to be, it's gonna be a shit show, plain and simple.
100%. I do agree with you with the hype being so high. I don't know how it could even possibly come close to touching the hype. It's kind of similar to me of Kingdom Hearts 3, right, where the hype was so high that there was just no chance.
Yeah, but if you know, it's better to get close to the hype than just totally just shit the bed on it. Yeah. Because you rushed and tried to get something done and just broke, fixed one thing and broke two.
Mm-hmm. They do have an extremely high hype, but I think if we had to choose out of all of them from the past, I think Cyberpunk would be more closer to probably actually meeting or hitting that hype. It's like an Anthem or the Kingdom Hearts. And
that's what I was going to say about Anthem.
If I had a bet on it, it would have a higher... I would say they have the best chance of meeting the hype. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
If I had a bet on it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say about Anthem. Remember how much they hyped it up? And then they hurried up and didn't fix everything that needed to be fixed. And when it came out, it was fucking unplayable.
Yeah, right, they didn't fix anything until months later.
Yeah, so
at that point nobody was playing it anymore.
Yeah, so slow down, take your time, and then...
I mean, I'll play it because I don't have it, but I'll play it when it's on the Game Pass. I'll try it out.
Oh, hey. Yeah, because it's EA, so it will be. It's
comes true. Out November 12th. I don't know if that's on here.
I remember I had a part in the story. I was playing with Lord Voldemort, and as we were playing, like, we hit a part in the story, like, I'll never forget, we're on Xbox Live playing, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was mind blown by the story, had me hooked. I was, this is really good. And then some other stuff came out that I was working on and doing other shit. And then, like, he kept playing it. And I guess he couldn't even beat the end game because when he would try to jump in, he would launch with his javelin and then the game would just freeze because the servers were down. Like, it's so shitty. But yeah, I agree. Take your time. We'll see what we get out of it. One thing I am excited about, though. This Animal Crossing spoopy event is here. Bought my pumpkins today. I'm fucking ready. David, I know you haven't played a ton of Animal Crossing lately, but it's spoopy time, so I know you're ready to jump back in.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get back on it. Obviously, the last time I played was July, my birthday month. And the only reason why is because I wanted to get the cancer shooting star stuff. I needed cancer fragments and all that. So I haven't really played since then, really, because, you know, not really much for me to really do. But now that I think when we talked about this in the past, like, this is the moment that we were all waiting for, right? It's the Halloween event and then the Christmas stuff. All of this stuff is what we kind of wanted in Animal Crossing. And now I think that's when a lot of people are going to get back into it. They're going to start enjoying it, especially the Christmas stuff. I'm more excited about more probably just holiday stuff because, you know,
everyone's celebrating Christmas. Say, like, touch on the holiday stuff. I can see this going all the way through February.
Yeah, it's going to. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, they're going to have an event here. They're going to have a Thanksgiving event. They already said it's coming out at the end of the November, which will lead into the Christmas event, they said.
Yeah.
I bet you'll probably have some type of New Year's celebration. You'll have a Valentine's Day celebration. All of that shit. So I'm super excited. Mike, you are a man that loves the spoop. So I know you're excited.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's my favorite holiday. So yeah, anything that has to do with getting spooky, even if it's Animal Crossing, if any other game, don't matter. Give it all to me. But yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm still balls deep in debt to Mr. Tom Nook. But
you still owe that guy?
I still owe that man. He still
what have you been doing?
But for the longest, I just kept digging and making money trees to try to get my island just covered in money trees. I don't know why I was doing that, I just want to get in there and forget about my debt and do some spooky shit with the friends.
I know, you get to trick-or-treat on Halloween with your villagers. I'm so excited.
Dude, yes!
I cannot wait. This is
I get to go house to house and have a treat.
Yeah, they come out and you give them candy and shit. Cause like now, so in case you don't know, in case you're curious, you can only buy one piece of candy per day. So you better jump on and get your candy going.
Get some spooky costumes going. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Get the headless horseman mount.
Don't even bring that up. The audacity of this.
I will take away all my complaints of 2020 if that happens and I get that fucking mount.
The audacity.
I'll fucking print out a picture of it in my fucking inventory and post it on that man's fucking door. I'll put it in his fucking mailbox. I would scream from the roof. I would call him and be like, oh my God. And I'd be like, no, I'm just here to tell you that I got this fucking mount.
Like, fuck you.
I'm just excited about Halloween. I hate every other holiday, but Halloween, that's the best. That's my shit. Just give me everything.
Obviously, Mike and myself, as longtime WoW players, deserve the mount. So
we do. Yeah, we do.
100%.
It's been a rough 3 months.
fucking months.
It's been rough 3 months. Last time I got a mount was like last week. I need something.
Oh my fucking God.
Oh shit. Also, Crash 4 is out now. It's actually being downloaded as we speak on my PlayStation because it's gotten such great review scores and I want to play this Crash Bandicoot game very badly. So that I will play. I'll talk about it next week on Gaming Weekly. I'm gonna get to the South Park episode, but let me just touch on the small shit first before we get there, because I know you will all have a lot to say about it. I don't want everybody reading the notes like, wow, this fucker's really gonna skip because he didn't watch it. No, I will let you get to it. Star Wars Squadron releases today at midnight. From everything I've read on it, it's a very, they did a really good job at bringing a space shooter to life. Like the piloting shooter. So that would be super dope. It's only $40, so that would be something I'm definitely interested in checking out. I might wait until we get EA Play in November on the Xbox to see if I get a discount then. Might just do that. Let's see. Insomniac changed Peter's face for the PS5 updated version of Spider-Man. I don't know if anybody saw this, but like, he looks super young, and it's just kind of weird.
He does. I just don't remember what he originally looked like because it's been so long since I played the game. So I don't. I need a side-by-side comparison photo. That's what I need.
Did they not? Have you not seen the side-by-side?
I haven't seen the side-by-side. I only seen what he looks like, the updated one. So I was like, okay, cool. But I don't remember because the last time I played was like probably a year or 2 years ago. So it's like I don't remember what he originally looked like in the game.
All right, bet. I'm going to show you.
If you only look at but updated one, you would be like, it's fine, right?
Oh yeah, it just looks good. Yeah.
You're like, it looks like Peter Parker to me, so shit. But I need the comparison, obviously, and then I'll be like, yeah, he doesn't look like the game at all.
100%. Let's see if I can send this in the Discord. I think I can. All right, fuck me, it's not gonna pop up. Cool. All right, whatever. I'll show you. I'll show you later. But it is weird. It is kind of weird. Yeah, it kind of is though. I don't know. I'm fine with it. It's just that I have to then see what else they did to the PS5 version and see does it make a big difference or not. It's just weird that he, like, now he looks like he really looks like Tom Holland, and it's really weird. I don't know. It's fine.
Maybe you'll have to play the new game to see. Maybe he's a voice actor for it. I believe
someone did say that. I think it's the current, the one that they're that now the one that look like on PS5 looks more like the voice actor now. I think that's okay. What they said. Not sure. Also, Twitch rolled out a soundtrack beta, which gives streamers the rights to play certain music. David, how do you feel about Twitch giving you the ability now to do that?
It's a good move on Twitch part, because the whole Twitch community complained about it when everyone got their copyright strikes on old clips and videos from 2-3 years ago. So there was some bot that went through all the clips and started flagging for copyright, and people were getting banned on Twitch. And Twitch is like, hold up. We got to do something about this. So,
you gotta fix your fucking butt.
We're talking about, and it's not Twitch. Twitch has nothing to do with it. It's the companies, the licensed companies of the music. They made a bot to go on to Twitch and do it. Okay. That's nothing to do with Twitch. It's literally We're all aware of that, right? Because that's in our coffee. It's literally in the agreement, right?
So it's, in the TOS,
It has nothing to do with Twitch, right? Twitch just has to follow the copyright laws that were. But the thing is, our copyright laws are so old, right? That we're talking like 90s that we're still talking about the same copyright law. So just think how outdated that shit is. And we're just not like I'm really making a profit from playing the music on my stream. I'm just chilling, mm-hmm. You know? But I like that they did this, right? Obviously, there's a lot of different content creators that are out there, because, you know, T-Pain, he actually streams on Twitch, and he's like, hey, you could use my music on Twitch because I said so. You know, and there's certain artists like that. They're like, I don't give a fuck.
I think Logic did a whole Dropbox where you can grab all different beats that he made specifically on Twitch for Twitch stream and other people just to use.
So there's a lot of people that are doing that, and then Twitch is like, all right, cool. And I think this is where they got their idea from, was when that all happened. They're like, all right, we got to do something for like the smaller people, like for like me or other people, like who are not big enough to play, or you know, get rights to play a music or something like that. So now they're going to get stuff like this. And since Amazon, you know, they probably could just do some deal that they already have with Amazon Music or something like that and just incorporate that into this. And then, bam, now they have the music. They're going to probably write it in the contracts, how they share it on Amazon Music. Be like, all right, can we also use it for the Twitch platform and Twitch beta? And it sounds good in theory. So we'll have to see what kind of music's there. And, you know, no more copyright strikes. And everyone's probably going to switch to that. I'm not going to lie. Everyone will probably use that because... right now, a lot of people use like Spotify. They'll have Spotify non-copyright playlists. I've done it. I know a lot of big streamers still do it too. You're kind of trying to keep everything in one area, and I think it will be great. So I'm excited for that.
100%. That's super dope. Apex Legends crossplay is going to begin beta testing next week. That's really cool. Destiny 2 Festival of the Lost is next week for anybody that's jumping into Destiny 2. Also, obviously, it's out on Game Pass, so if you want to get into it with current content, go ahead and get it on the Game Pass for your console or on your phone. It's just not on the PC one yet. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, we've thought about it, and it's like, you know what? I feel like I should just save it for the Xbox Series X. Just play it on there, and then I think also the new game also releases the same time. So, I feel like... I mean, I can play now, but I feel like if I just wait for it, that could be the game that I play on my Series X. So
nice.
There's not many options. You got to think about it. What are the other options, right? Maybe Cyberpunk, maybe, and then that's about it. So
that's a good point.
And I really probably want to play my Cyberpunk probably on PC, but I mean, I still haven't decided on what I want to do with that yet.
Right. Yeah. No, I get you. That's a good point. Festival of Lost is it's supposed to like tie into a Halloween event, correct?
Yes.
Spoopy
time.
Xbox. That would be the only reason why I would probably download it now that we did that last time too for the summer solstice, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, I like the winter one too. It's very fun. I love all
the with the winter one last year's, like the whole theme was baking cookies and stuff to try to get better gear. See, that was really so nice. Dope. I like that. Yeah. That's
so cool.
Not Gingy.
Oh no, Gingy. Xbox Series S and X have sold out in Japan. That's right. We're making moves in Japan, baby. Are you hyped, Mike? I'm hyped.
I'm hyped, dude. I mean, obviously, Nintendo and PlayStation are still going to dominate that. And Xbox didn't release the exact numbers of how much it sold, but I do know the X sold faster than the S. The X, sorry.
I mean, that was the same here, too. The X sold out basically before the S.
Yeah, but this is Japan. This is big, dude. We making it.
That's right.
We making it to Weebland.
I can't wait to get a wife scene for my Xbox.
Oh, dude. Fate. If they get a Fate X, I'm... Ooh.
Oh,
no, like Albedo or Overlord. Ooh.
There it is. Look at Junior.
Or Fate. Hey.
Say Saba.
Saba.
I'm super excited. Now, ladies and gentlemen.
Just like you fucking weebs. This is the weeb episode.
Sunday, Mike. Sunday. We gotta wait. Sunday.
Sunday. Weebisode episode 6. Weebisode 6. Sunday.
Sunday.
We don't even know what we're talking about yet, but we'll figure it out.
No, we don't.
in case people didn't know.
What do you mean we don't know? Evangelion.
Yeah, but
Evangelion.
That's just one topic, though. How long can we stretch that out?
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It'll be all the show. That's all we'll talk about.
And
did Dan even start it?
God damn, I was going to ask that today.
That fucking guy.
I mean, so someone text him and be like, hey, dude, it's only 26 episodes. Heard that shit up.
Yeah, dipshit.
Don't go out this weekend. Don't do shit this weekend. Watch the fucking show. All right? Let's get this done.
Hey, you got 3 days.
I did tell him on like Sunday, so he's had plenty of time. Now, if people didn't know, South Park returned with a pandemic episode yesterday, Wednesday, if you're listening to this. The three people in this chat watched it, enjoyed it. One of us, being myself, was asleep. So, I will turn it over to the group, and I will let you three discuss the pandemic episode of South Park.
I mean, where to fucking start? Holy shit.
Hold on, I gotta get down my chin diaper.
Yeah, let me put mine on too.
Alright, I got my chin diaper, I'm ready. Let's continue.
Like, wait, you're telling me you're not gonna put your chin diaper over where your mustache goes?
Get the fuck out of here. I ain't putting my diaper over my nose. What kind of crazy shit is that?
Like, that shit's just fucking disgusting.
So, give some people context, right? Everyone, obviously, if you've been outside and had to wear a mask, you kind of see how people wear masks, and you kind of like, you know, look at this dipshit, right? And basically, South Park just calls it out, right? Because literally everyone's wearing it off their nose, under their nose, just covering their mouth, right? Literally defeats the whole purpose, right? Literally defeats the purpose of wearing a mask, because you're breathing out of your fucking nose anyways. You know what? But, you know, I'll apologize to maybe, like, the 1% that probably breathes out of their mouth with the mask on. But fuck the rest. But pretty much, right? So, like, they're calling them chin diapers, right? So they basically wear the mask around their chin. So that's basically why they kept calling chin diapers. It's just hilarious, right? And the best part, not even with that, Cartman's running around with a 6-foot stick.
Like, back the fuck off.
6 feet. 6 feet. He's just walking around with the stick and he's fucking shoving people.
He's not just using it as a measurement. He's like digging it into people's ribs and pushing them away. Like, get the fuck away from me. 6 feet.
It's just fucking... Oh, man. The whole episode was just great. Their specials are always best. Obviously, some of their like regular episodes, they have ups and downs, right? But when it comes to their specials, they hit it right on the dot. And it's fucking great. And you know what's funny, right? They even make fun of that they're doing a special, right? So they're literally like, you know how you Integrity Farms, right? Where he just does the weed and everything. Randy's literally having a conversation with his wife. I can't remember her name now. basically, he's going to do a weed special, right? For the it's called the pandemic special for like weed. Right. And she keeps going in like, really? You're going to do a pandemic special? This is what you're going to do right now? Like this tone. Really? You're going to make a profit off of the pandemic right now. That's how you feel, Randy? And he's like, yep.
That's how
they start the show, too. That's like the first 5 minutes. That's how they started. Like it's just great. Because now, look, they're already making fun of their doing their show, show, the literally the episode, they're making fun of the episode as they're doing it at the start. And then, you know, the chin diaper is hilarious. And then on top of it, right?
Like how they figured out how the virus, you know,
how the,
to the people. Like, what?
Oh, man. Fuck. Good thing we rate it. Like, it's definitely mature audience on Twitch right now. It's literally because when Randy and Mickey went to China for the Disney episode for all the China shit. So that, now they start making fun of China. It's because they were fucking the bat. Right? So then the whole episode.
Like Randy, just a plant.
And then it's like this other thing. I don't even remember. It's like some turtle looking sloth thing.
Pelican or pelican.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Right. So then they're like, they need the DNA from it. Right. So then Randy's literally going around jerking off into his weed and giving out weed, saying that this is the pandemic cure, basically, and he's fixing it. And then what it causes is that everyone gets a mustache, right? So that's like the new disease. It's a stash, right? So then that's where that, well, the one joke that Junior said earlier is like, wait, you want me to put a diaper over my nose to cover the stash from spreading? The fuck you think? And the, what the funny part is, it was like the, I forget the, who was the CDC guy, like the main person that said that you should wear your mask and all that. They basically replicated him and made fun of him.
Dr. Fauci.
Yeah. And then what's even better, right? The kid, the South Park kids call Mr. Garrison or to replicate like Donald Trump. And it's just fucking great, right? And he's like, oh, this is where it gets really dark right now, right? He's like, man, why would I want to end the pandemic? This has literally been killing more Mexicans and his promises to my campaign that I've made in 4 years of office. This pandemic is golden.
And I gotta keep my promise.
He's like, I don't need a wall. I just needed a pandemic. And I'm like, whoa.
Oh. And then the shit gets even darker with the school, you know, and fucking Tolman.
Oh.
And
oh, yeah. Like, so then they all go Black Lives Matter on top of it, right? So all the teachers are like, no, we're not going to go to work because of COVID, right? So then they're like, we need replacement teachers. So the replacement teachers are all the police officers of South Park because they were all defunded.
Okay,
so they
basically, before you go any further, I just want to once again put it out there. Disclaimer, mature audience only.
Oh my god, and it continues, right? And then Cartman comes in the classroom. I'll get to it. Cartman comes into the classroom, right? He's like, I don't want to fucking be here. I don't. So they get all crazy and hostile, right? The cops start shooting, right? They come in the classroom and just start shooting fire. And they're like, just shooting, right? And all the bullets go to fucking Tolkien. I'm sorry. And if you don't know who Tolkien is, he is the only black character basically in South Park at the school. So,
and he's the only one to get shot. It was just fucked up.
And then it carries on, right? And then the school says it's all because of COVID, right? Tolkien's in the hospital because of COVID. It's a COVID outbreak. COVID.
Yeah, the media spun it saying that
if it wasn't for COVID, the
teachers wouldn't have left. And if the teachers wouldn't have left, they wouldn't have hired the cops to be the teachers. And that the shooting wouldn't have happened. So blame COVID.
So it's all like, COVID.
What the fuck?
Well, they're blaming everything on COVID. Oh my god. And then on top of that, Randy's just jerking off like the whole episode. Or you're seeing him, fuck a bat. You're seeing Mickey Mouse fuck a bat, and then you see Randy jerking off because his cum. They need his DNA on the weed. Supposedly, that's the cure from the COVID that started it because he's the one that
needs the DNA.
The bat and whatever the other thing was, sloth thing. And it's just like, oh my! But it is 100% hilarious.
I mean,
like, best.
It's South Park.
So that they've had in a long time. So it's definitely a lot of, you know, it's dark. So
yeah,
dark. A lot of sexual stuff.
A lot of racism. Just a lot of everything.
Fucking hilarious.
Shit, man. But then again, like I said, it's South Park. What else do you expect? Yes. You know.
And then what's funny, right? They have a Zoom call, right? Like, so they mimic how the school was before they go to school. Here's Cartman. Cartman's just talking, like, right? And he's like, he's doing it on purpose. He's not freezing. He's just saying, like,
get. Like, Carmen, sweetie, like, I think your internet's freezing up again. Like, you know what? You're just gonna have to listen this time.
And then it gets even better, right? I have a meeting with all the parents. And the parents, Ryan, I kid you not, it's a Zoom call, and it's basically like, that fucking bitch doesn't wear a mask.
Like, what the fuck did you say to me? Like, oh, I will beat you. Everybody starts tearing each other apart.
Like, and he said like a homeless comment, right? And then Kenny's mom's like, what the fuck did you say? And it's just like, and then Mr. Mackey's like, all right, and everyone's muted.
He fucking hits the enter button.
He's just like, oh my god. Because what's so funny is everything is so realistic, because that is exactly what's going on in those Zoom calls.
Yeah, like fucking it's, Maggie's it's just like, I don't got class today. I can do this all day. I can stay here all day.
Oh man. And then yeah, and then Randy's ripping on people like, yeah, you guys all made fun of me when I had a weed farm, right? How's that new restaurant you opened up? Yeah, it looked like it went out of business there, didn't it, buddy? And you know, he's just like, oh my god. It's just
holy shit.
Oh
Mike, did definitely you like the episode?
Oh,
yeah, dude, definitely. If you like South Park,
it's done, Mike.
Well, they covered various different topics on the episode, and you know, like with how Zoom classes are just basically fucking useless. You know, like these guys said, like how nobody wears their mask. With Butters, how some people are
crazy.
Yeah, with Butters, like how some people are being affected by the pandemic mentally. They cover the whole police, you know, brutality thing, how the president is just a total fucking failure at taking action during COVID. And they do all these different topics about what's going on throughout the fucking pandemic, and they do it the only way South Park can. They do it fucking hilarious, and the way they break the fourth wall with the whole, you're doing a pandemic episode. This is the last thing somebody fucking needs, and they're like, yeah, we're doing it, and we know we're doing it, so what? it's fucking, it's like, great. It's great. They do it the only way South Park can. If you like South Park, this is definitely one of their funnier recent episodes. Check it out.
Well, I am glad that you all enjoyed the South Park episode, the pandemic special. I will have to rewatch it, as well as Dan. And I like South Park when it's good, man. When it's good, I really enjoy the shit out of it. I haven't watched it in a long time, but
you're gonna really enjoy the shit out of it.
This one's got like a little bit of everything and pulls fun of everything that's going on. The only thing you really need
to know, they own a weed farm. There you go. If you haven't really seen the last couple seasons, that's basically where Randy and Stan live. You know, whole family. They have a weed farm, and there you go. That's probably all. That's probably only the background you need from that story.
Yeah.
Everything else is pretty much straightforward.
Oh, then I feel like I'm ready to rock.
Yeah, you would be a little bit lost. Like, why the fuck is Randy selling weed? That'd be the only reason why, right? There you go. And then the China thing. He does flashbacks because last year they went to China. Right. Remember, South Park had the whole China incident thing. Mm-hmm. So they do even flashbacks because Randy went to China, and that's basically they're saying Randy's the reason why, because he's the one that fucked the bat in September of last year when he went to China. So actually the timeline literally almost mirrors up. So
yeah,
well that's it was great for them.
That's fantastic. That is good on them. That's fantastic.
Yeah, dude. So if you've seen like the last season or last two seasons, you know there are a lot more misses than hits. This is definitely getting back to the roots, back to the old school funny South Park.
Back to the don't give a fuck.
Yeah, this is definitely a must watch.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I will then be on the lookout for it, and I will have to check it out. And you all listening to this show will have to check out the rest of our episodes and many more by going on your podcast platform of choice and liking, following, or subscribing the Big J and BB Show. Just search Big J and BB Show on there. Go to Twitter at Big J and BB Show, Facebook.com/Big J and BB Show. Make sure you come and check us out every Thursday night around 9 p.m. Central Time on twitch.tv/Undead Red Bull. While you're here, make sure you give Mr. Undead Red Bull a follow and a subscribe, even a Twitch Prime one. That would be dope as well. While you're on Twitch, go to twitch.tv/slap_nugget, 2 P's and 2 G's. give him a follow on there. If you're over on Twitter, go to at Josh Barlock. Check him out. Turn on the live notifications so that way every Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Central Time, you're able to watch the live stream of Natty Nights. If you do miss it, however, go to your podcast platform of choice and search Natty Nights. You'll find it there. If you're looking for some new merch, you're looking for more merch from Big J and BB Show and Undead Red Bull, go to undeadredbull.tv and click on the merch tab. If you're looking to upgrade your gaming chair experience, make sure you go to triumphchairs.com and use the code Big J and BB Show, all one word, for 10% off your order. Now, this would be the time where I would ask Dan for my favorite time of the week, the quote of the week, but he's not here. So I'm going to go. Who's got the quote up? Is it you, Junior?
Yeah, but I lost it already, so you go ahead and read it.
Okay. Ryan, take us away with the quote of the week. Okay, thanks, Ryan. We all make choices in life, but in the end, our choices make us. Andrew Ryan from Bioshock. There's a lot of Ryans in that sentence I just did. Jesus Christ. Everybody, go out and fucking vote, and you stay breezy.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.